It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now here's Q92's sports director, Paul Ramo, with the Subway pregame show.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Dawson Boyd High School for a Camden Conference boys basketball matchup. It's the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks hosting the Lacaparl Valley Eagles. And when Dawson Boyd and Lacaparl get together, they're only a few miles down the road. You get a great crowd. Bart Hill helping me tonight again. Bart, the great atmosphere here.
Well, good evening, Paul. It's an excellent atmosphere. You know, obviously, Dawson has a lot of fans here. They got the pep band playing, which you and I both love. Pretty good contingency on hand for the Eagles as well.
Well, the Blackjacks, of course, have an outstanding season, 16-3 overall. Their three losses came to Pipestone, Central Minnesota Christian, and RTR. Lacaparl Valley currently at 5-11, and you know, it doesn't really matter when these two teams play because the kids know each other. They may even be together in some sports that we combine with.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right, Paul. And the thing is, you know, because we're so close and they know each other so well, you know, sometimes you just throw out the talent level and you put a little extra into it. It's like kind of taking on your little brother or big brother, you know. You always put a little extra out there, and that's what they do with each other.
All right, the referees are here. The same referees that we had last night up in Kirkhoven with the Lacaparl Valley girls. So they let him play last night, Bart, so we'll see what happens tonight.
We watched the second half of the B-Squad game, and there's a lot of bodies on the floor, so it could be a physical game.
That's right. Well, speaking of B-Squad and C-Squad, Lacaparl Valley defeated Dawson Boyd in B-Squad tonight 46-42, and Dawson Boyd beat Lacaparl Valley in C-Squad 41-29. We have an eighth-grade game going on, too. It's kind of a different setup when I first came into the gym here.
Absolutely. Junior high, seventh and eighth grade were playing. The seventh grade won lost a heartbreaker. They gave up a basket with 6 seconds left and lost by a point for the Eagles. And then the eighth-grade Eagles team won quite handily against Dawson. So a lot of basketballers, a lot of fans, 7 through 12 here.
Yeah, when I pulled up, it was like a little after 5 o'clock, and I had to park down by the fire hall there, the city hall.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Yeah, and we've got a great crowd here tonight. It's going to be a fun matchup here. Let's go through the keys of the game first. Bart, what's the keys to the game here?
Well, I talked to, you know, Corey Larson, Coach Larson for Dawson. I just said, what do you think about going into tonight's game? And, you know, he's one of those guys, he's very humble, very reserved. But he said, well, we can't expect just to show up and win. We know that Lacaparl can put up a lot of points, that can hit a lot of three-point shots, so we got to watch that. So he said for them to be successful tonight, Paul, they really got to push the pace, get those transition points, which they can do by rebounding, get their post touches. But like he likes to point out, we don't have our post just sitting underneath the basket. They're running off screens and cuts. Our guards are handling the ball. They're driving to the basket, dishing off. So there's a lot of ways you can get your bigs touches down low, not necessarily just posting them up. And then, like I mentioned, they've got to control our three-point shooting because, as you know, when the Eagles get hot from the three-point line, they're really, really good. And then on the flip side, talked to Coach Rademacher a little bit, and he said, whoo, we got to control the first 4 minutes of the game. We can't get down early because Dawson's going to get up and run and try to push that pace. We can't force the threes. You've watched them up play. Sometimes they're taking threes from way beyond the arc and without even passing the ball, and they've got to control that a little bit better tonight. And then they've got to find some way to control the post because, as we saw against Prinsburg, Paul, our bigs had 2 rebounds in that game against Prinsburg, and they can't do that tonight.
No, they sure can't. So, talk about big guys. We got some big guys on this basketball floor tonight, don't we?
Well, you got 6'7 Carter Bowen for Dawson, and then you got 6'7 Brayson Boyk for Dawson, and then, of course, you got 6'6 Drew Yomlin. They've got 3 guys, 6'6 or 6'7. That's pretty impressive. Not many high school teams can boast size like that, Paul.
Yeah, and then Caden Molden, he's 6'4, but he's football player 6'4.
He's a rugged athletic 6'4, and T.J. Mitchell, of course, he's
6'5.
So there's going to be a lot of bigs going at it tonight. Should be fun to watch.
Yeah, it's a small college basketball tonight, it looks like here.
Yeah, so. Well, let's hope so.
Yeah. Well, the Blackjacks just went off the floor to go in the locker room with Coach Corey Larson. As I mentioned, Blackjacks are averaging over 70 points a game in their 19 games they've played, and they have the best defense in the Camden Conference, holding their opponents to just 43 points. That's pretty good.
That is good, but, you know, they've got tall guys so they can defend the perimeter. They've got quick guys so they can defend, the, you know, the ball screens, and they can switch if they have to. So, you know, they'll play that man-to-man defense. As long as I've known Coach Larson, they just play that hard man-to-man defense. You're responsible to guard a guy, and you've got to keep guarding him. You know, they can play some help defense. So that's why their defense is so good, because they have just the right mixture of height and quickness that it's really hard for another team to match up offensively against their defense.
Dawson Boyd at 16-3. The Eagles are 6-11 overall. And, you know, they got McCray coming up this Thursday, and they go to Montevideo on Friday, so they got three big games this week, the Eagles do.
Yeah, three tough games on the road, you know, and they're struggling a little bit. We've seen them enough this year where, you know, if they're shooting a three-point ball well, as we saw against Benson and RCW, you know, they put up 178 points in two games versus RCW and Benson, both wins in that, and then they turned around and Prinsburg put on, you know, that relentless, in-your-face defense, and I think they only scored 40 last Friday night. So we'll see what kind of team comes out early. If they can hit those threes early and keep in the game, boy, that crowd, the bench is going to be really rocking.
That's right. Just looking at La Caprile Valley's schedule here, they end with Dawson Boyd at home on Monday, February 20th, same night as the Camden Conference Girls Championship that the La Caprile girls will be playing in at Mineota. And so the Eagles will play Dawson Boyd that night. And then the next night, they host RTR, who's 17-0 right now. So back-to-back games against two of the top teams in the section for the Eagles.
I believe both of those games were rescheduled due to snow or ice. And so, wow, what a way to finish the season.
Right.
And you and I remarked before the game started that, you know, the girls' championship game, conference game, is that Monday night. And I said, gosh, I'm hoping that there's no boys' game that night so we can go down and watch them. But I guess that's not the case.
That's not the case, no.
So.
Yeah, by the way, congratulations to Coach Dylan Erickson and La Caprile Valley girls team. Big win last night up in KMS, so they clinched the north division of the Camden Conference. And how about the Dawson Boyd girls team here on their home court last night, taking a very, very good McCray team in the overtime?
Yeah, well, we've seen them play before. You know, they've got some glimpses of doing really well, and they just got to be a little more consistent. They're going to be a good team to watch here down the stretch and in the years to come.
You want the honors for the starting line, State Farm Insurance starting lineup, Parker?
Sure, I'll go ahead and take it. All right. So first of all, for your La Caprile Valley Eagles, like Paul mentioned, they're 5-11 overall, 6-11 overall, 5-8 in the conference. Davis Hatzer, he's their sophomore guard. He'll be starting. He's a 5'11 sophomore, like I mentioned. Eli Hegland, he's a 6'4" junior. He's one of those fringe players. He can rebound, but he can score from those 15-foot jump shots. We got Matthew Arndt, number 23. He's a 6-foot sophomore. He is our sharpshooter from the outside, our best natural shooter from three-point range. We got Caden Molden, the big fella. I call him 6'4", power forward. He's a junior. He'll be starting. And then T.J. Mitchell, he's our center, 6'5" junior. Doesn't get a lot of points, Paul, but he gets a lot of rebounds. I think he's averaging 13 rebounds per game. And, of course, for Dawson Boyd, like Paul mentioned, 16-3, 12-2 in the conference. I believe, Paul, they've won 9 games in a row, according to their schedule here. But Keegan Wick is a 6-foot senior, great floor leader, leading that Dawson Boyd Blackjack team. Aiden Swenson, he's a 6'2" forward. He's also a senior. You've got Brayson Boyd, 6'10" sophomore. And he not only can bring the ball up the court, but he can also shoot the three as well. We've got Levi Olson. He's a 6-foot senior guard, very great player all around offensively and defensively. And then Carter Bowen, he's a 6'7" senior as well. So they start, or they play three guys that are over 6'5" or older, over, and they got a lot of experience on their team, Paul.
All right, that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Brought to you by Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent, and with offices in Canby and Madison. And we thank Tony once again for sponsoring the starting lineups all season long here on Q92. Let's got a little time here. Let's look at some other games in the Camden Conference tonight in boys basketball. KMS is at Central Minnesota Christian. Actually, they're doing a boy-girl game in Prinsburg tonight.
Yeah, you told me that, and you said our girls were playing first, which I completely forgot about, and congratulations to our girls. They came away with a 62-51 win over CMCS. It was only a four-point game at halftime, but they stretched out that lead a little bit in the second half, so they still remain undefeated in the conference. But, yeah, that's a big boys game. Both those teams we've seen already, we know what the quality they have on the court.
Camby's at Tracy Milroy Ballaston tonight. YME gets the honors of taking on state-ranked RTR and Tyler. And Lakeview's at Mineota. RCW at McRae. Just a few great games in the Camden Conference in girls basketball. RCW at Ortonville. And what was that score of the Lock Pro game? Did we get?
They won 62-51. So 62-51. Congratulations.
62-51. Okay, Lock Pro Valley girls. Actually, they started their varsity game at 5:30 in Princeburg this afternoon. Was that their 19th win or something?
Yeah, 19-3, and I believe they're now 16-0 in the conference with two conference games remaining.
All right. Dawson Boyd Pep Band. It always adds a lot when you have a band in the gym, right?
You got to love it. It just reminds you of section basketball, you know, where everyone had a band, and it was a lot of fun.
All right, the Eagles and the Blackjacks are on the floor. We're just a few minutes away from the national anthem and the starting lineups, and it's going to be a fun game here tonight. Great crowd. Look at the Dawson Boyd crowd across the way and the Lock Pro Valley crowd there here in numbers, too. Of course, with the girls playing tonight, take a little bit of the crowd away for the Eagles.
Well, you know, since they played early, Paul, maybe we'll catch them on the way back. Maybe they'll get here in time, halftime for the second half of this game.
Oh, that's true. I never thought of that. All right, that wraps up our Subway pregame show here in Dawson. We'll take a couple-minute break, and when we come back, we'll have the opening tip-off between the Eagles and the Blackjacks in boys basketball right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Appleton Building Center. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys,
Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School, everyone. Paul Ramo along with Bart Hill, the John Wager, the public address announcer, introducing the starters here between Lacapral Valley and Dawson Boyd. Bart, I'm kind of excited about tonight's game.
Well, you and I really love basketball, and this, you know, it's such an exciting atmosphere. So let's hope the game holds up to the pregame excitement.
That's right. And we're actually joined by our table here by Callie Borman, the shadow manager. She's taking pictures for the school. So
yeah, you asked her if she wanted a microphone to join us, but I don't think she's going to.
Actually, I crashed the shadows practice today. They got sections Saturday, the dance check sections in Montevideo. It's always a lot of fun. We'll be broadcasting all afternoon from Montevideo on Saturday at Section Dance. Can't wait for that.
Well, you always keep us in pins and needles because we literally listen to the radio, and they'll let us know when the updates are coming.
All right. We are ready for some basketball, and appreciate everyone tuning in tonight to 92.1 FM. And we're also online if you want to text a friend in Florida or Guatemala or the Philippines. We're on KLQPFM.com. Look at the height out there, Mark.
There's a lot of tall individuals.
T.J. Mitchell, jumping center with Boyk. Mitchell 6'5", Boyk 6'7". And what happened?
Brayson didn't even jump. Not sure what happened, if he wasn't ready or what.
All right, here we go, folks. Turn your radios up. The Eagles have the ball to start the game. Looks like a man-to-man defense. Here's Hagelin puts up a shot right away. How about that?
Well, that's a good start for Eli.
Oh, it was a three-pointer.
It was a three-pointer.
Didn't realize that. A 3-0 lead for Lacapral Valley. Deegan Wick into Bogan. What kind of defense the Eagles got?
They're going to start out in a 2-3. They'll try to crash or clog the middle the best they can.
Here's Swenson on the right wing. Deegan Wick with it. Back to Swenson in the corner. Back to Wick. Starting five, Wick, Olsen, Swenson, Bowen, and Boyk.
Carter Bowen is kind of patrolling the middle, but then...
Oh, they go pass down low, picked off there by Caden Molden. Turn over there by the Blackjacks, Mark.
Yeah, they tried to leak in Boyk, but Molden stepped in front of that pass.
Well, he said the key, you talked to Coach Rademacher, we got to get off to a good start.
Yes, they do.
Molden for three. Hits their back rim. Goes way up in the air. Rebound by Swenson.
Just a tad long on that. Good wide-open three-point shot, though.
Eagles lead 3-0. Swenson behind the back dribble. Aiden's a good ball player, good athlete. Wick back to Swenson. In the corner to Boyk right in front of us. Boyk for three. Off the rim. Fighting for the rebound. Hagelin with a nice board.
Yeah, Swenson and Bowen crashed on that, but Eli ripped it away from him.
Here's Lacapral Valley with their three-point lead. And here's T.J. Mitchell with a jump shot from the baseline. No good. Boyk with the board. Blackjacks quickly up the floor. Swenson on the baseline. Kicks it back out. Keegan wide open for three. Good.
Nothing but net there. Yeah, Swenson drove in, did a little jump shot, spun around to kick it back out to Keegan.
Tied up 3-3. We're shooting threes here to start the game.
Threes are free.
Molden, who's been hot offensively for Lacapral Valley with the ball. Here's Arndt, goes down on the baseline. Good defense, turnaround jumper, good!
Yeah, you don't see many turnaround jumpers anymore in high school, but nice job.
Matthew Arndt gets on the board, and the Eagles lead by 2-5-3. And Levi Olsen for a three-point attempt, no good. Ball's loose, goes out of bounds. Here comes the basketball, Bart.
Right under our feet.
Yeah, we kicked it to the referee. We assisted on a play here.
Yeah, we're like 7 feet from the court, right in the corner. So we're right on top of things.
5-3, Lacapral Valley. Dawson Boyd inbounding it. Blackjacks with the ball. Oh, nice pass from Blake down to Carter Bowen. Shot no good. Bowen gets his rebound. Goes up and in.
Yeah, he just muscled that up, had the miss, got his own rebound, put it back up for two.
What a strong move by the 6'7" senior, Carter Bowen. Folks, we're tied 5-5 early here in Dawson. Arndt in the paint, left-hand shot, good.
Yeah, nice job by Matthew Arndt, the little jump shot from the corner, or the elbow.
Matthew Arndt, just a sophomore, good ball player. Hey, the Eagles go back up by 2-7-5. Blake, down low to Bowen, tipped away by Molden. Goes out of bounds. It's good. Coach Rademacher thinking it was a black, Eagle ball.
Well, every coach thinks it's your ball. Drew Yomlin checking in now for the Blackjacks. He's another one of those 6'6 sophomores.
Drew Yomlin would start for any other team in the state. Shot by Keegan Wick. Baseline, that missed badly. And it's picked up by Molden. Molden needs some help.
Yeah, he didn't know if he could dribble. The ball was knocked out. He picked up the loose rebound. So he actually had his dribble yet, but he wasn't quite sure.
7-5, Lacapaul Valley leading. Hagelin. And here's Davis Patzer off the side, off the rim, goes out of bounds. Dawson Boyd basketball.
Well, Matthew Arndt had a couple shots down low, but you see the rest of their shots are coming well beyond the three-point arc for the Eagles.
Hey, good start to the ball game, isn't it? 7-5.
Well, get those first 4 or 5 minutes, keep in it. Keep everyone engaged.
Blackjacks try to go inside the Yomlin. Knocked away, but Wick gets the ball back. 7-5, Lacapaul Valley. Blackjacks. Keegan for the lead and a three-pointer off the rim. No good. Molden with the board. Yep. Here come the Eagles with their two-point lead.
That was a long rebound. Molden was right in the right spot.
Oh, look at Molden go to the basket. He bowled over Levi Olsen. He get called for a charge?
He did. The referees looked at each other, and one referee had a block, and he looked at the other referee, and he said no charge. So Cade Molden will pick up his first foul.
I think Levi Olsen took the brunt of that one.
Yeah, definitely.
Caden, of course, the quarterback for most of the season for Lacapaul Valley this fall. Big kid.
He looked like an option quarterback there.
Yeah. Oh, a steal by Arndt. What a steal by Matthew Arndt. He's got the ball in the corner. Hagelin. Eli likes to launch threes.
He does.
Passer in the corner to Bolden. Puts up a jump shot. It's a three-point attempt. No good. Good box out by Keegan Wick.
Yeah, that was a tough shot. He was going to drive, did a step-back three, which is also always difficult.
Blackjacks down by two. Stolen by Molden. Here goes the big guy, Cade. Pulls up for three. Oh, my goodness. Cade Molden for three and a timeout by Coach Corey Larson. Wow, Bart.
Yeah, that was a good shot. That time he got the steal, went up, and it wasn't a step-back. He just stopped right on the three-point line and nailed it.
10-5, Lacapaul Valley leading, 13:20 to go. We'll take a commercial break. You're listening to Blackjack Eagle Basketball here on Q92.
Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. It's crop insurance and more. They can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacapaul Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel seeds dealer.
All right, we're back. The Eagles lead 10-5. Timeout's over. And here's Swenson for three. Banks it in.
I'm not sure he called that bank shot, though.
Aiden Swenson for three, and it's a two-point lead for Lacapaul Valley. And Coach Rademacher not happy about something. Oh, now the Blackjack Swenson steals the ball. Swenson with the steal gives it the Wick. Here's a 10-8, and Dawson has the lead. Drew Yomlin hits a three.
Yeah.
First lead of the night for Dawson Boyd, 11-10.
Yeah, that was a nice shot. They got the ball up quickly, just kicked it to the wing. No hesitation.
11-10, Dawson Boyd. Timeout. That was a good timeout by Coach Corey Larson. Arndt puts up a three from the top of the key. No good. Blake with the board. Here comes Blake. He'll bring the ball down the floor himself.
He's a good dribbler first. Guy is 6'7".
Keegan Wick for three. Off the iron, no good. Picked up by Patzer. He's on the run. Davis Patzer to Hagelin. Hagelin goes to TJ. Mitchell's shot, good.
Nice little 10-foot bank shot, but a couple nice passes by Hagelin and Patzer.
Oh, look at the Blackjacks go down the floor, and Levi Olson with an easy basket. Coach Rademacher wants a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here, Bart. It's 13-12, Jacks over the Eagles right now.
Well, Corey Larson talked about that in the pregame about, you know, pushing the pace, getting the ball up the court, getting those rebounds. They have very, very quick guards, and that time they did, and Aiden Swenson went in for two easy layup. But I don't think Coach Rademacher was happy getting back on defense. You know, and Corey Larson called that timeout before. I'm sure he wasn't happy with their passing because we were getting a lot of deflections and steals.
We have 5 3-pointers in the game. We've only played 7 minutes. Wick has a three. Swenson with a three. Yamlin with a three for Dawson Boyd. Hagelin with a three. And Molden with a three for Lacapal Valley. 13-12, one-point lead for Dawson Boyd. Timeout's over by Coach Rademacher. Robin's got that towel over his shoulder. He's working up a sweat already.
Yeah. A la Jerry Tarkanian, yeah. UNLV, the Running Rebels, baby, way back in the
80s. Got a chew on the towel, though.
Yeah.
All right, here's Davis Patzer running the offense for Lacrosse Valley, swinging over to Molden. Now in the game is Rademacher, number 10, Peyton Rademacher, in for the first time tonight. Eli in the paint. Eli gets good defense by the Blackjacks. Rademacher bounces it to the baseline to TJ. Gets Yamlin to leave his feet, hands to the passer, blocked by Keegan Wick.
Wow, looked like Davis Pass had a wide-open layup, and out of nowhere, the backside came Keegan Wick.
And a nice block by Keegan. Blackjacks lead by 1 point. Here's Boyk, kicks it to the other side to Levi Olson for three, hit the front of the rim. Good rebound by T.J. Mitchell.
Good box out by T.J., getting a little physical down there.
The elbows were flying on the rebound.
Yes, they were.
Black Eagles can take the lead with a basket. Now we got a whistle and a foul.
That should be on Keegan.
Who's it on?
Keegan Wick.
Okay. Hey, what a good first part of the half here. Good ball game, 13-12.
Yeah, just one foul on each team.
They inbound it to Mitchell. TJ shot up, and it's blocked by Yamlin, and Yamlin picked up the foul.
Yeah, we couldn't tell. It looked like he had a lot of ball. Maybe got a little bit on the wrist. But the referee underneath the basket called that. So TJ will go to the line for two.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill, courtside. We're on the court. Free throw is good by number 35, TJ Mitchell. And he's got 3 points. And we're tied 13-13. And Mitchell's second free throw can put the Eagles in the lead. And he does it.
Nice job by TJ.
14-13, Lacrosse Valley. Why, one. Blackjacks with the possession. Oh, a stolen by Molden. Quick hands by Caden. Just intercepted the pass from Levi Olson.
Yeah, he's a very athletic player.
For a big kid.
That's why he played quarterback.
TJ. Patzer for three. Good! Davis Patzer!
Nice shot.
Three-pointer for Davis.
That's his spot.
17-13, Lacrosse Valley. Call a friend. Tell them to turn to 292 right now, 92.1 FM. We got a ball game here in the first half. Wick launches a three. Good, Keegan. 6 points for Keegan Wick.
This is just a great battle back and forth.
17-16, Lacrosse Valley. They have the ball in a one-point lead. They throw it in a Kohler. Molden. Molden for three. A fadeaway three. Caden Molden.
Wow, that was a fadeaway three. Very difficult shot. Looked easy for him.
My goodness. Now they're picking up the pace here. It's 20-16. Lacrosse Valley. Here's Levi in the middle. Ball's loose. And Blake grabs the rebound and puts a strong board up there and scores.
Yeah, it looks like we almost got that deflection there, but it went right to Boyk, and he put it back in for two.
20-18, Lacrosse Valley, two-point lead in front of a nice crowd. Look at Rademacher go to the basket. Oh, he missed on the layup. Here's the Blackjacks on the fast break.
Oh.
Whoa, what a slam dunk by Brayson Boyk.
Wow, that backboard is just shaking. Holy moly, that was a thunder dunk.
That was a monster dunk by Brayson Boyk. Hagelin goes underneath. He's fouled, and Eli Hagelin will go to the line. What a dunk by Boyk.
I just took it on the wing. There was no hesitation. Like the foul is going to be on number five.
20-20, tied up. Eli Hagelin at the line to break the tie, and he does. Eagles 21-20.
That was just the first foul on Boyk.
Boy, look how fast the Blackjacks got up the floor there, Bart.
Yeah. You could just see it coming.
Second free throw is missed. Rebounded by Brayson. 1-point lead for Lacaparle Valley. What a ball game this here in the first half. Told you he could throw out the records.
Absolutely.
We got number four, Gunnar Liebel, into the game for Dawson Boyk for the first time. Liebel with the ball. Boyk, 3-point shot from the corner. Good. Brayson Boyk with a three. He's catching fire. He's got 7 points.
That's just a smooth delivery from him.
And he put the Blackjacks back in the lead now, 23-21. Here's TJ. Spin move
nice
underneath.
Move.
Blocked by Yamlin. Out of bounds. It'll be Eagle ball.
Yeah, he got called for a foul earlier, and I thought it was all ball. Now, that one, I thought there was a lot of arm, but I guess it all evened out.
Eli Hagelin out. Who came in for it?
Matthew Arndt back in.
Oh, Matthew Arndt back in. Eagles throw the ball in underneath their own basket, down by two. Here's TJ, baseline shot, missed it. Just a short jumper there, wouldn't go.
Yeah, Molden drew three guys. He ditched it off to TJ, wide open, just missed a five-footer.
Liebel. Here's Yamlin for three. Nothing but net for the sophomore, Drew Yamlin. And the Blackjacks go up by five just like that, Bart.
Yeah, you got those bigs out there shooting from the outside. It's double trouble.
26-21, Dawson Boyk. There goes Molden to the basket. Knocked out of bounds by Yamlin.
Yeah, he was going up for a layup on the left side. Did a nice little spin move, drive to the basket. Yamlin was there, and he knocked the ball out of bounds.
Biggest lead here for Dawson Boyk right now. It's 5 with 7-11 to play in the first half. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here.
Yeah, they're on a 10-1 run here. We were up 20-16 not too long ago.
Well, you're good in math. Here's a three-pointer by Arndt, who just came back into the game.
Well, Matthew is a very good outside shooter. We got to have him tonight.
Matthew comes off the bench, gets the ball, and throws down a three. Big basket there for Lacaparle Valley, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Here's Yamlin for three again from the corner.
Oh, well, if there's one way to get you out of the zone, it's to shoot three-pointers and make them, and that's what they're doing.
Yamlin has all three-pointers for 9 points. Well, and then the Eagles throw the ball away.
Eli Hagelin's going to come back in. Yeah, you know, they're trying to stop him from scoring down low. They're really packing the inside, and now they're sitting around the perimeter. They do a nice job of passing the ball inside and out, and they're hitting from the corner, and that's going to make it challenging for the Eagles.
What are they, on the run, did you say, right now?
They are now on a 13-3 run.
13-3 run by the Blackjacks. 29-24 the score. Keegan Wick with a jumper in the paint, no good. Rebounded by Rademacher. Here's Patzer across midcourt, being guarded by Liebel. Caden with the ball. Boyk is on him. That's a matchup to watch.
Yeah. He's got the length, and Molden's got the bulk.
Here's a jump shot by Arndt. No good. Rebounded by Yamlin. Keegan looking up the floor to Liebel. Here's Yamlin. Keegan back to Yamlin. Open for a three, and he hits it up. No good. We got a whistle.
Should have hit the
what happened?
Up. It hit the court up there.
And you said that before the game.
It's one of those scoreboards that it has
the
cord going at a diagonal instead of straight up, so you'll see it hit that a lot.
5 minutes, 45 seconds to play in the first half. It's been a fun first half here in Dawson. Blackjacks lead by 5, 29-24. Lacaparle Valley with the ball. Rademacher, no place to go now to Arndt. Liebel. Here's Arndt from the corner. He missed everything. Caden Molden grabs the rebound and dribbles out of there.
I don't know if Matt he knew it. We had the ball. He was running down the other end of the court.
Hagelin for three. Blocked by Yamlin. Now the ball's loose at midcourt. Picked up by Dawson Boyd.
Bodies all over the place.
Yamlin drives to the basket. Boyd. Here's Wick for three.
That's off.
Short. Oh. Rebounded by Bowen. Missed the shot. Tipped up and in. No good. Ball still loose. Here's Keegan Wick with the jumper. That won't go. Finally, Kalen Molden with the board.
There is a lot of contact underneath that basket.
That was a lot of pushing and shoving there.
Baby, bodies, there was.
Bodies flying all over the place and no whistle.
No, they let them play.
We got a front row seat for that.
Yeah. We can feel the sweat as you're flying at us or hitting each other so hard.
29-24, Dawson Boyd. Eagles with the ball. Here's Brodemacher, top of the key, goes to the basket, travel.
Yeah. Cutter Bowen did a nice job. He kind of tied up the ball, and Peyton was trying to get to the basket. Well, he came down with it, and it wasn't a jump ball, so they had to call a travel.
I think we're going to have a timeout.
Yeah, it looks like somebody's looking. Peyton Rademacher came out. I think they're going to inbound
it. No timeout. Blackjacks inbound it. DeLeibel to Keegan. 5-point lead for Dawson. Wide open,
oh, wow.
Carter Bowen, and he scored.
Yeah, nobody was guarding him at all.
Somebody was asleep there.
Yep.
31-24. 7-point lead for Dawson Boyd. Eagles, big possession here with under 4 minutes to go. Arndt, spin move in the paint. Turnaround shot goes in.
Oh.
No, it went out.
Yeah, it bounced off the back of the rim, bounced up, and went out the front of the rim.
Labeled for Dawson Boyd, drives baseline, pushed out of bounds. Tip Bowen with the ball, kicks it out to Keegan, wide open for a three. No good. Oh, nice rebound there by Patzer.
Yeah, every rebound is contested with at least a couple bodies.
Patzer for a long three.
Wow.
Wow. Davis Patzer for three, and Coach Rademacher calling a timeout.
Yeah, he got the rebound, went straight down the court, top of the key, well beyond the three-point line, and sunk it.
31-27, Dawson Boyd, 3:29 to go. We'll take a commercial break. Be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-599-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond. Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. And by United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building, downtown Madison. Stop by, visit with agent Chris Brogdon about insurance for your life, health, home, farm, business, and more. That's the United Prairie Agency, Madison.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill back here in Dawson. What a first half of basketball, Bart.
It has gone back and forth. We know Dawson went on a 15-4 run before that Davis passed their three to get us back within four.
Yep, Eagles down by four, 31-27. Blackjacks with the ball and a strong move by Yanman. Missed the first shot and then he's fouled.
Well, he did the right thing. He went up with the shot. There's a little bit of contact. Didn't make it, came down with the rebound, went right back up, and that time T.J. Mitchell got called on the rebound. It'll be their ball out of bounds.
Davis Pastor back in. That was Tigan Allpress was in for a short time there.
Ooh, that was a very short time.
All right, Blackjacks inbounded underneath their own basket. Get into Blake, and he launches a long three. No good. And it's going to be Eagle basketball. 3:09 to play in the first half.
Well, I would say Coach Rademacher's got to be happy right now. They're competing.
31-27, Dawson Boyd leading, coming up on 3 minutes to play in the first half. Eagles with T.J. Mitchell on the right wing. Here's Patzer with the ball. Just hit a three-pointer. Molden's back in the game for Lacapral Valley. Blackjacks playing a little better defense here now. They're really in the Eagles' shirts.
Yeah, they are, and they play great help defense.
Here's Arndt for three, off the mark, no good.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit. When he's moving right or left, his shots tend to foul that way, and he was moving a little bit right, and his shot went a little bit right.
Eagles in a zone defense here, Bart.
Yeah, they're still in that 2-3 defense. And
31-27, Dawson Boyd, Blackjacks with the possession. Nice. They go down low, and Hagelin got a hand on it. And turnover there, Dawson Boyd.
Yeah, they pass it to the free throw line, try to get it down low. Eli stepped in front of the pass.
2:18 to play in the first half. Here's Matthew Arn on the baseline, cut off nicely by Keegan Wick. Big possession here for La Caparle Valley, down by 4 points. Hagelin, too far underneath the basket. Now he throws the ball away.
Yeah, not sure. I think he was waiting for Davis Patzer to come and set up for a three, and Davis Patzer cleared out and left Eli with nobody to pass it to, and he had already released the ball and went out of bounds. Darn it. That would have been a good possession to score on there. Right?
Blackjacks coming to the record of 16-3. The Eagles are 5-11. Right now it's a four-point lead for Dawson Boyd as they close out the first half. Levi Olson, Boyd, down low to Yamlin. Tries to pass it in the middle.
Steal.
There's Caden Molden with the steal. The big guy's going coast to coast. And he loses the ball, but he gets it back.
I thought maybe there's a traveling on there.
Patzer to Molden.
It's like volleyball flying around.
Molden goes to the basket. He's too far underneath the basket. Shot up. No whistle.
Wow.
Rebound Dawson Boyd.
I think the Blackjack was literally calling on his back on that one.
And Hagelin got a hand on it, but last touch by Boyk.
They're just trying to leak in those, Yamlin and Boyk, but our post defenders down low are stepping in front of those passes.
Ooh, I think the Coach Rademacher is telling Davis to go for one shot with 1:10 to go.
Well, that's not a bad idea, down by four. Well, I think he was also talking to the referee. He didn't like the non-calls down in that end.
So the Eagles down by four, 1 minute to play, 1 minute on the clock. 31-27, Dawson Boyd. Patzer, top of the key. Arndt for three. Missed the shot. Here's Boyk. I don't think that's what Coach Patzer wanted, or Coach Rademacher wanted.
No.
Kick it in the corner. Oh. It goes through Levi Olson's hands.
Now he's got the one-up. One shot. He goes,
40 seconds.
He said, I don't care if you're wide open. Go for one shot.
40 seconds. Coach Rademacher talking with Cade Molden right in front of us here.
Yeah.
Maybe you picked some of that up in the microphone.
Yeah, maybe.
Caden, top of the key to Hagelin, 25 seconds. Eagles are told to go for one shot. They're down by four. Molden looks at the clock, 15 seconds. 31-27. Here we go, Bart, 10 seconds.
All right, well, they will get one shot.
Molden has the ball. Patzer kicks it in the corner. Matthew Arndt missed it with 2 seconds to go. And we're at halftime, and look at the expression on Coach Rademacher's face. 31-27, Dawson Boyd at the half. Boy, your thoughts on that first half, Bart?
Well, it was kind of everything we expected, you know, but we've done such a great job stopping their post moves down low, getting in front of those passes, and that's the biggest difference in why we're this close to them, Paul.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories right after this.
This is Jesse Dans, Olympic gold medalist and a 2010 graduate of Stillwater High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Minnesota, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here in Dawson tonight. What a first half of basketball for these two teams that know each other well. Blackjacks lead by 4 points at the half, 31-27. Bart, I know Dawson went on a run there, you said.
Yeah, we had a four-point lead, and all of a sudden Dawson went on a 15-4 run that put him up before Davis Patzer came back with a three and kind of got us back into it. But, yeah, they try to force that pace up and down, and they've got the guys can either go down low, but if we're taking that away, both Boyk and Yamlin and Wick can hit from the outside. I guess all three.
All right, let's go through some of the scoring we have here, Bart, in the first half.
All right, for the Eagles, Davis Patzer, he's got a couple three-pointers to be his 6 points. We've got Eli Hegland, he's got a three-pointer and a free throw for 4 points. Matthew Arnett has just one three-pointer, but he put in a couple baskets for 7 points. Caden Molden, he's got a couple threes for 6 points. T.J. Mitchell has a basket and two free throws for 4 points. That gives the Eagles 27 points in the first half. And for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, you know, they're averaging 72 points a game, and they have 31 in this first half. Keegan Wick, he has a couple three-pointers for 6 points. Aiden Swenson has a three-pointer for 3 points. We got Brayson Boyk has a three-pointer, a couple baskets for 7 points, including that thunder dunk that we saw. That's kind of fun to see no matter who you're cheering for.
Especially you have a front row seat.
Yeah, he wasn't very far away from us. Drew Yamlin, he's got 9 points, all three-pointers. Levi Olsen has a basket for 2 points, and Carter Bowen has a couple baskets for 4 points.
Your score, 31-27, Dawson Boyd leading La Caparo Valley. Let's look at some other scores here in the Camden Conference in boys basketball tonight. At halftime in Prinsburg, Central Minnesota Christian leading KMS 21-15.
Wow.
Pipe in here if you want to comment about the scores, but we got at halftime as well, Camby leading Tracy Milroy Ballaton 26-18. That's in Tracy. And listen to this score, state-ranked RTR, they're 17-0 on the season. They're at home tonight against Yellow Medicine East, and at halftime it's 42-7.
That's not football you're talking?
That's not football.
Wow, that is impressive.
And just about halftime in Mineota, Mineota tied up with Lakeview 19-19.
Well, those guys...
Lakeview's got a good team.
Those teams know each other well, but usually the battles are on the football field.
Yep. Girls basketball, La Caparo Valley, they won tonight. They played early on a boy-girl doubleheader in Prinsburg. La Caparo Valley beat Central Minnesota Christian... What, 62-52 was it?
62-51.
51, okay, 62-51.
Yeah, and again, congratulations to Coach Erickson and the Lady Eagles for winning the Camden Conference North Championship last night.
That's right, and they'll play for the Camden Conference Championship February 20th, that's a Monday, in the South half. That would be Mineota this year.
Correct.
And that's going to be a big game.
That will be a huge game because I'm guessing the winner of that game will be the number one seed in the North section for the playoffs.
Plus, that's the only loss, conference loss, Mineota girls have this year was against Lacapral Valley, so they want to get the Eagles back on their home court.
Yeah, that was a game that you and I did, and, you know, we were down, what, 9, 10, 12, nothing in that game to Mineota before the girls came back.
Hey, I need, before we turn it back, I need to give a shout-out here to some listeners. Aiden Swenson of the Blackjacks, his great-grandmother, Helen Yeager, is listening, and she always listens. One of our faithful listeners, Helen, is at Johnson Memorial Health Services Care Center, and she always listens with Effie Deno. Effie and Helen and some other ladies maybe gather around the radio to listen to Blackjack games all the time.
That is awesome. You know, I went to that movie 80 for Brady about those older ladies that followed Tom Brady, so maybe we could have the 80 for Aiden.
Yeah.
And they can be cheering him on.
There you go. So thanks for listening, Helen and Effie, and whoever else you have here in the apartment there at the Care Center in Dawson. We really appreciate hearing stuff like that. It makes our job a lot more fun that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, awesome job, ladies. Thanks for listening.
And my good friends Dom and Lisa Bacon, they moved to Arlington, South Dakota, I believe.
Yes.
And Tommy's listening. Tommy had been a great addition to Lacapral basketball here.
Yeah.
And he plays for, I believe it's Arlington. And so they're listening tonight over there in South Dakota.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's just the great thing about radio broadcasts. We cover a lot of fans in a lot of different areas.
That's right. All right. Well, Bart, your thoughts on the second half as we get going here?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what kind of adjustments the teams make. I don't think we're going to come out of that 2-3 zone. Here was something I was just looking at my notes, Paul. You know, after Davis Patzer hit that three-pointer to cut the lead to 31-27, nobody scored in the last 3:29 of the half. That was the last score of that half.
Oh, wow.
So that was kind of interesting. But the physical play, we'll see if they let that go. If they're not going to call it, I can see that it's going to get even more physical in the second half.
All right, that wraps up Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Want to listen to Fashionista Friday with Monica this Friday night. Monica will be this Friday morning, 9:15. Monica will be in the studio. And we'll turn it back to you at the studios. Dawson Boyd leading the Eagles by 4. We'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
I'm with Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Monica, what's happening?
What's happening? Can you see all the freight that's come in? There's boxes all over and plastic all over because I've gotten over 200 pieces of jewelry in and I'm so pumped. And I've got all this clothing to match up with the jewelry. And I have a black and white room that's ready. And my main room is full of color. And I'm ready for people to come in and shop and have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. I have gift certificates available, and I wrap.
Where are you located and when you open, Monica?
931 Chestnut Street in awesome Dawson, Minnesota, kitty corner from the school. And I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment, and like me on Facebook.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School, Camden Conference boys game tonight. Appreciate everyone tuning in. Paul Ramo and Bart Hill here. We're about ready to get to, they put 18 minutes up on the scoreboard. Blackjacks lead 31-27 to start the second half.
Yeah, and they'll have the ball right away. So I just heard Coach Rademacher say, get a stop and a score, stop and a score, stop and a score, because if they can stop Dawson here and get a score, it's going to be a one-possession game.
That's right, and we are actually broadcasting on the gym floor right next to the Lacapral bench in the corner. We're kind of in the corner, and nobody's run over us yet.
No, not yet. We'll see. It could happen. The ball's come flying over here, but...
Callie Borman is sitting next to us here taking pictures for the school, and...
Well, she should get a picture of us, Paul.
Yeah,
I mean, she's the two best people
Why
here.
Why not?
And there she goes.
There she goes. Yeah, I smiled.
He probably didn't even click it. She's just fooling us.
All right, here we go. Blackjacks with the ball. They put up a three right away. That was Boykin. It's no good. And there's your stop. Coach Rademacher's talking about.
T.J. Mitchell just ripped that rebound down out of Bowen's hands.
Here we go. Eagles with the ball, down by four. Patzer drives to the basket, missed the shot. Blake's off and running.
Yeah, he was a little bit off balance.
Keegan for three. Missed everything. Bowen with the rebound and put back.
Yeah, he was on the backside rebounding there, and nobody boxed him out, so it was an easy put back for Carter Bowen.
33-27, Dawson Boyd. Eli Hagelin in the paint. Bounces to T.J. T.J. shoots over Bowen. Off the rim, no good. Swenson with the board. This is what Dawson Boyd does well in transition. They go down low to Bowen, and he puts the ball up and scores again.
Yeah, he was determined to get to the basket on that one. Just one dribble, went right up for it. Strong shot, easy basket.
Here's Coach Rademacher. What's he saying?
I don't know.
Eagles with the ball, down 35-27. Blackjacks start the second half on a 4-0 run.
I think he's a little unhappy with them not moving very much without the ball.
Ball's loose, and then it's picked up by the Eagles. Here's Molden. Puts up a three-point shot, hard off the glass, no good.
Yeah, that was well beyond the arc there.
Keegan Wick with the basketball. Goes down, top of the key to Swenson. Here's Levi. Back to Swenson. Quick pass underneath to Carter.
Wow.
Drops it off. The Boyd scores.
Wow, that was a beautiful pass by Carter Bowen. He got in the middle. They converged on him. And Boyd snuck in behind. A great touch pass for an easy basket.
37-27. Was that a 6-0 run to start the second half?
Yeah, and they're going to call a timeout.
Coach Rademacher calling a timeout. We'll take a commercial break. 10-point lead. 37-27. Dawson Boyd. We'll be right back.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner. With the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus, they offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
All right, Eagles down by 10, 37-27. Coach Rademacher's timeout's over. Lockeprawl with the possession. Matthew Arndt right in front of us here. Quick. Oh, nice pass. Oh, and it goes through the hands of Patzer out of bounds. Oh, my goodness.
That was a designed play there, and they had Davis Patzer pass to the corner. He went through a couple screens all the way to the back door, and it was like an alley-oop, and he was wide open, but the pass was just too hard.
37-27, Dawson Boyd, Blackjacks with the possession. Here's Keegan Wick, drops it to Boyd. Quick pass, top of the key for Swenson. Three-point shot, no good. Ball's loose, goes out of bounds in front of the Blackjack bench.
Wow, T.J. Mitchell just literally got two hands in the back. He went flying across the lane. No foul called.
Keegan gets the ball inbounds at Levi. Here's Levi, puts up a long three, off the glass, Bowen with the rebound. Bowen dishes it to Boyd, shot up, and are they going to count it?
Not sure. It looked like he traveled on that pass, but 34.
They're going to be a foul.
Nope, out of bounds. Just on the foul on Molden before the shot.
Oh, Molden picked up the foul, okay. Blackjacks inbounded underneath their own basket. Swenson on the baseline, bounces it down low. T.J. Mitchell steps in front of the pass.
Yeah, they're trying to find Bowen down low again, and this time instead of being behind him, he snuck around the front and intercepted that pass.
Eagles, long three, short. That was by Matthew Arndt. Blackjacks off and running, and then they lose the ball. T.J. picks it up.
That's just good hustle. That's why they tell the players, run down the court, don't jog. And because he did that, T.J. Mitchell got that steal.
37-27. Eagles have not scored yet here.
They have not.
In the second half until, a shot, a short jumper, no good. By Arndt. Keegan Wick with the ball, kicks it in the corner. Back to Wick, 37-27. lobs it underneath the Carter. Easy basket.
Yeah, that was really an easy basket. He's just getting good post position down low, and that's going to be trouble if they continue to let him to do that.
Carter Bowen leads the Blackjacks in scoring with 10. Here's a long three by Matthew Arndt. Good.
Yeah, that was their first points made in about 6.5 minutes of action.
Matthew Arndt with 10 points. The Eagles needed that. Down by 9 now. Wick to Levi. Levi Olson for 3. Good. 3-pointer for Levi Olson. He's got 5 points. 12-point lead for Dawson Boyd, 42-30. Eli Hagelin kicks it out to DJ. Back to Hagelin. Eli goes to the basket. Ball stripped out of his hands. Picked up by Levi. Keegan Wick. Baseline underneath the Blackjack basket. Bowen, another basket for Carter.
Yep, Keegan drove baseline there. Well, I don't know. You got to stop ball penetration. Because Keegan just went by his defender, and the post defense had to help, and then they passed it to Bowen.
Bowen with 12 points. Biggest lead of the night for either team. It's 14 right now for the Blackjacks. Eli Hagelin bounces it to Davis. Passer. Arndt in the corner. Spin move. Shot up over Swenson. Good. Matthew Arndt, nice move.
Yeah, that's a tough turnaround jumper, but he bounced in front of the rim and had the bounce that went in.
12 points for the sophomore, Matthew Arndt. 44-32, Dawson Boyd. The Eagles in the zone, right?
Yep. Still in that 2-3 zone. They're trying to step in front of Bowen. They almost did.
Bowen, quick pass. Swenson, break into the basket. And I think TJ got a hand on it. Now Mitchell falls down, and he's going to be called for traveling.
He got hit right in the face on the rebound hard and went down on both knees. And I thought they were going to call, like, maybe an injury timeout or something because he definitely was hurting. And he got up with one knee, and they called a travel on him. Coach Rademacher is not happy with that transaction.
Keegan Wick will get the ball for Dawson Boyd. Underneath their own basket, lobs it in. And here's Yamlin into the game now to Boyk. Boyk for 3, missed it. Big rebound by Eli, and he loses the ball. And who are they going to give the ball? Oh, they're going to call a foul.
They're calling a foul on Swenson.
And now it's Coach Corey Larson's turn to be upset.
I think by the time this game is done, you're going to see both coaches very, very upset.
44-32. Dawson Boyd leading 12-20 to play in the ball game. Oh, nice steal by Swenson. And now the ball loose and last touch by last touch by the Blackjack.
Yeah, it went off of Levi Olson, but that was a good hustle by Aiden Swenson. He flew into our bench and saved the ball.
Boy, it's physical. It's actions are happening right in front of us.
Yep.
Now Swenson with the steal. Here goes Aiden with the layup. Aiden Swenson scores. Nice steal by Aiden Swenson.
Whoa,
Wow. Who was that, DJ?
I have no idea. He's taking the ball after the basket. Was going to throw it about three-quarter court down, but there was nobody there, and it went right into our bench.
TJ was throwing the ball in.
Wow. He was looking at his hands like maybe they were sweaty or something, but there was no one near going to get that pass.
I thought it was coming towards us.
Yeah.
Oh, a nice inbound pass, but it's missed by Levi Olson. He's hurt.
He's still down.
Levi Olson's down on the floor.
He's still back there.
The ball. Now we're going to have a whistle.
Yeah, but on our driving layup. So, So, Coach Rademacher has a point. We were going in to score a driving layup, and they blew the whistle because of an injury, which on the other end of the court, Paul, when T.J. Mitchell was down, they let play go. So what you're trying to do is, if it's not a definite scoring opportunity, then you need the officials to blow the whistle and get the injured player off the court. If they have a chance, like on a driving layup or a breakaway layup, you let the play finish and then call timeout.
Levi is out. He's going to be okay, just a little banged up. And the Eagles inbound the ball, and here's Patzer for a long three. It's way short, and it's ported there by Keegan Wick. 46-32, Dawson Boyd, under 12 minutes to play in the game. Keegan Wick with the ball. Swenson. Looks like we got Gunnar Liebel into the game, replacing Levi Olson.
Eagles have just scored 5 points so far.
Oh, there's the alley-oop to Boyk, and oh, T.J. Mitchell picked it off.
Yeah, he stepped in front of that alley-oop, prevented a dunk. It would have been pretty phenomenal to watch, but...
Caden Molden being guarded by Boyk. Tried to force the ball underneath the Rademacher. Picked off by Dawson Boyk. We're going to the other end.
Wow, that was
Boyk,
a nice
layup.
Move.
Good.
Yeah, he got the ball up in the air. Had to switch hands a la Michael Jordan and put the ball in.
Brayson Boyk with a nice transition ball there at, for the layup. Nice job by Boyk.
Yeah, this game was 31-27 at halftime. It's getting away from the Eagles now here in the second half.
Jump shot by Matthew Arndt off the rim, rebounded by Yamlin. Transition, quick down to Liebel. Here's Keegan Wick. Top of the key, Yamlin open for a three, and it rolled in and out. Swenson with the rebound, he's fouled.
Yeah, the difference now, Paul, is we're getting one chance on our offensive end, and Dawson is crashing the boards and getting those second chance opportunities. So that's why they're going to go to the line and shoot two there. Nice hustle by Aiden Swenson.
Aiden Swenson at the line. Blackjacks lead 48-32. And Aiden Swenson's great-grandma, Helen Yeager, listening on Q92 tonight. Thanks for listening, Helen and Effie and the Johnson Memorial Health Services Care Center.
Well, you should be proud of him. He's working his tail off tonight.
What's the delay here?
Not sure. They're sending someone off. Does he have some possible blood on his jersey? Or he could have
a blood
cut someplace, yeah. And they've got to spray him down with that bacterial spray.
Yep. Caden Molden has a little bit of blood on his jersey. What are they doing here? What's the rule?
They said he's got to come out.
Come out of the game.
Well, you can spray him down, but you can't take up too much time. So they had a couple coaches around him. He was on the court. They're spraying him, so they're just saying, you got to step off, which is the right thing to do. You don't want to leave poor Aiden Swenson out there in the free throw line too long. he's ready to shoot.
Aiden Swenson with 5 points. So, Aiden, we're going to resume play here now. Molden is out. They're trying to clean him up. I'm not sure if it's him bleeding or somebody else.
Well, I think that was one of the questions there, trying to find the source of the blood.
And Aiden gets the ball. The free throw is missed. Matthew Arndt comes out now, and in for the Eagles is Tygan Alpress, a sophomore. Second free throw here by Aiden Swenson. On its way. Hit the front of the rim. No good. T.J. Mitchell with the rebound. TJ up to Eli Hegland.
I'd like to see the Eagles pass around a little bit more, see if they can get some maybe shots down low, because you can always come back to that three-point shot.
Here's Rademacher. Pulls it back to Patzer. Patzer lobs it underneath to TJ. Tries to shoot over Yamlin, and it's a short. And Keegan picks the ball up. Blackjacks are running the floor. Boyk goes in, scores.
They're going to call a foul before that on the pass, when he caught the pass. But, you know, he never put the ball in the court, so essentially he was catching it going up for the shot. So I think Corey Larson has a good point of arguing that that was his shot, but they're just going to call it on the pass. Out of bounds.
Dawson Boyd runs the floor so well for big guys, don't they?
Yes, they do.
48-32 the score. What's the halftime? What's the second
it
half
It was 31-7 to start the half, so we've only scored 5 points.
And they've scored
17.
17-5. Blackjacks though scoring the Eagles here in the second half. Here's Keegan Wick from way out in the corner. No good. Yamlin tipped the ball, gets the ball up and scores.
Yeah.
Drew Yamlin with his first basket in the second half. He has 11 points. It's 50-32.
Yeah, he did a nice job on that rebound. Didn't come down with it. Just caught it in the air.
Look at Rademacher go to the basket, and he's fouled by Drew.
I don't think Drew liked that one. I think he thought he got all ball. Sometimes the hand has all ball, but then you've got to remember that if you get any contact with the body, that's also a foul.
Peyton Rademacher at the free throw line. He's a junior. Free throws up and missed. Peyton has yet to score in the ball game. Lockhart Valley girls won tonight over Central Minnesota Christian in Prinsburg, 62-51. Second free throw, that's no good. And it's rebounded by Boyk. Here come the Blackjacks with a 50-32 lead. 18-point lead. Keegan Wick with the ball in the left wing. Here's Liebel for a three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound up by the free throw line, and the Blackjacks get the ball back.
Rademacher's in trouble.
Keegan
to
for
up.
Three. No. Rebound, fighting for the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds.
Well, you know, when T.J. Mitchell comes out, there's nobody left to rebound other than Caden Molden. So he's down there trying to fend off three Blackjacks, trying to get that rebound, and that does not work. He needs help.
50-32, Blackjacks, 9:05 to play, and an easy pass inbound to Boyk, and that's probably the easiest basket of the night.
Yeah, I thought maybe he was going to still going to dunk it.
13 points for Boyk.
You know, Dawson always has great inbound passes underneath their basket.
52-32. It's a 20-point lead. Eagles go down low. Rademacher blocked by Yamlin.
It's just really hard to get a shot off down low when you get those 6'6 and 6'7 guys covering you.
That's a tale of two halves going on right now.
Ooh, yeah. You know, we had that 20-16 lead, and since then I think they're on like a 34-5 runs.
8:40 to go. A lot of basketball to be played yet. The Eagles with the possession. Down by 20. Here's Molden. Caden from the free throw line. Blocked by Boyk. Boy, Boyk and Yamlin do a nice job defensively.
They do. You got to get some ball fake shot takes on those guys.
Yamlin will put up a three. No. But it was from the corner. Boyk with the rebound.
Pass.
Dishes it off to Liebel. He missed the shot. Molden with the board.
Yeah, excellent rebound and pass to Liebel, but he just went off the front of the rim.
B-Squad tonight, Lacapaw Valley won a close one, 46-42, B-Squad action. Great crowd here tonight in Dawson, and the ball's loose. Keegan Wick picks up, goes in for the layup, scores for Keegan Wick. 8 points for Wick, and that's his first basket of the night. It's a 22-point lead. Boy, Blackjacks can go up fast, can't they?
They can. This game has really gotten...
That's why they are 16 wins on the season.
Well, they, like I said, they averaged 72 points per game. They only had 31 at halftime, so I'm sure they knew they could do better than that, and they're certainly showing it here in the second half.
Rademacher out. T.J. Mitchell back in, and
oh, boy.
What happened there?
Well, Davis Patzer was going to receive the ball in the backcourt. He just tried to do a little move on Levi Olson, and then Matthew Arndt threw it right over his head out of bounds. So
Blackjacks get the ball at midcourt. 54-32, Dawson Boyd.
Yeah, everything they were doing right in the first half, holding Dawson to one shot, getting those deflections.
Carter Bowen back in the game, goes down low. 14 points for Carter Bowen. He leads the Blackjacks in scoring. 56-32. This is really getting out of hand now. Black Eagles. Here's Matthew Arndt. Nice pass underneath to TJ. TJ back to Matthew. Arndt drives to the basket. Free throw line. Double team. Eli Hagelin goes up. Blocked by Boyk.
I think Boyk and Yamlin both blocked it.
Here's Keegan. Nice dish off to Swenson. Scores. Or that's Levi. Levi Olson with the basket.
Yeah, they are just, they've really pushed the pace here. Their defense has picked up. And
Eli Hagelin with a jump shot inside the free throw line. Eli Hagelin, 6 points for Eli. Timeout on the floor. 6:54 to play in the ball game. It's the Jacks 58, the Eagles 34. We'll be right back.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
6:54 to play in the ball game. Well, the Blackjacks led 31-27, a four-point lead at half, but it's been all Dawson Boyd here in the second half. 58-34.
Got to give a shout-out to my good friend Kurt Baldwin, driving truck. He's down in Pierre, South Dakota, listening to the game. So thank you, Kurt, for listening to us.
Hey, he's my friend, too.
Yeah, there you go. He's just a friendly guy.
No, he's a good friend, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there you go. He's a good guy to everyone.
Here's Keegan Wick from way out three. There's a Keegan Wick three, his third of the game. Keegan with 11. And as I mentioned, it's all Blackjack right now. It's like a blur. I'm not even sure how they got like this.
Yeah.
It's the first half.
And then
Hegland loses the ball. They pass it up to Boyd. Slam dunk. Second big slam dunk for Brayson Boyd.
Well, when you ask how they're getting to this point, it's because of their defense. Man, they are getting a lot of steals. High pressure defense in your face.
Molden drives baseline. Oh, and a wide open to Hegland underneath. Puts it up. Missed the shot. Boyd with the board. Blackjack pushing the ball up the floor. Fun to watch a good. Here's Yamlin for three in the corner.
Wow.
That kid is amazing.
Yep.
14 for Yamlin, 14 for Bowen, 15 for Boyk.
32-point lead now. Once it gets to 35, you can keep the clock running.
Bank shot rolls in scoring is T.J. Mitchell.
That thing rolled around about four times.
That was a long delay there before the ball fell through the hoop.
That's right.
66-36. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill. Here, courtside.
Looks like they're going to take a little time off the clock here.
Crowd was kind of subdued compared to the first half.
Yeah.
Keegan passing the ball. Goal drives baseline. Yablin left wide open, and he's going to hit that every time. Another three-pointer for Drew Yamlin, the sophomore.
That is a smooth delivery.
17.
33-point lead with just under 5 minutes to go.
Shot up, no good. Keegan throws a baseball pass to Bowen. Bowen tried to get down to Levi, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Eagle ball.
Yeah, they kick it out, get it up through the wings, and they fly down the court.
Well, I just realized that Yamlin at 6'6 has got 17 points. Bowen at 6'7 has got 14, and Boyk with 15. He's 6'7. So the big guys with Blackjacks, you get it done, especially here in the second half.
Absolutely.
Eagles with the ball. T.J. Mitchell stops his dribble. And Molden for three. No. And picked up by T.J. Back out to Art for three. That missed. Eli Hagelin with the board. Goes up with it and scores. Nice job by Eli Hagelin.
Yeah.
8 for Eli. 69-38. We're in the 3-minute mark of the game. 3:55 to play. Boyk on the left wing, being guarded by Molden. Yamlin. Wick left open for three. Boom. Keegan Wick.
His fourth three-pointer, isn't it?
Yep. 14 for Wick. Gonna have to count up the three-pointers here in this game by both teams.
Right, it's a 34-point lead here.
Well, the Blackjacks just reached their average, offensive average. Here's Molden from way out, missed everything. Rebounded by Keegan. He's off and running. Here goes another slam dunk.
Whoa! He went right over the top of Davis Patzer. Holy moly, Paul. Wow.
Brayson.
Wow. Wow.
That's professional slam dunking going on there.
Oh, my gosh. Well, now they'll keep the running time. They are up by more than 35.
Brayson. But Wick with the steal. Goes in for the layup. No good. Fighting for the rebound. And Eli Hagelin has it. Eli going the other way. Crossover dribble on Yamlin. Loses the ball. Yamlin gets the basketball. 2:50 to play.
There he goes.
Oh, no. No, my goodness.
He's putting on a dunking clinic. Maybe we can see him at the NBA All-Star Game Dunkathon.
Brayson Boyk with his fourth monster major slam dunk.
Wow.
Whew. He's putting on a show.
He is. That is just impressive how he can get up in the air and
run. Is such a tall kid.
Pretty
well blocked there by Yamlin.
Well,
76-38.
And I think we're going to see the benches.
JV coming in for both sides right now with 2:07 to play.
The benches are emptying the last 2 minutes, and the clock is just going to keep running. Nothing will stop it now except for a timeout.
I mean, you want to see two halves of basketball. Wow.
I'm just impressed with the dunks.
Well, yeah, you don't see high school kids do that.
No, you don't.
Rademacher just threw the ball out of bounds for the Eagles. Nothing going the Eagles' way here in this second half, that's for sure.
Well, they've had, 9 points? 27 at halftime?
Yep.
11 points, excuse me.
1 minute, 30 seconds to play. Let's pick up some new names here.
Gunnar Olsen
with the ball and loses it. And the Eagles have it. This is Rademacher.
Tegan Allpress in there. Baxter Koloff is in the game. Our first son, Shataro, is in the game.
Eagles lose it, and Blackjacks with the ball. They go baseline, spin move, shot up, no good. And what happened there? I think our first son stole the ball. Yamlin with the steal, gets it off, and it goes right through the hands.
Our first son, Arfi, got another steal.
Bo Johnson.
There he goes. That's our first son, Shataro. Nice move. Little Euro step. Lays it up and in.
34 seconds to play. Blackjacks will pick up their 17th win. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Blackjacks with the ball. They go underneath. We got a whistle. No, ball just goes out of bounds. Well, I don't know what to say, Mark. It's actually a strange game.
It was a second-half performance by the Blackjacks.
Big time.
Wow, they really...
9 seconds, 8 seconds.
Nice. There's Arfi again.
And a shot up by the Eagles, no good, and the Blackjacks have it. And they're going to win this one. 76-40. 76-40. Blackjacks win it. We'll take a break. Come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather and a lot of information plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free and they keep adding features. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper. The Co-op Credit Union in Cambie offers its members online access to their credit union accounts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. With Home Financial Services Virtual Branch, members can view their accounts, make a transfer, or pay their bills online, and best of all, it's all free. All savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA, a U.S. government agency. That's the Co-op Credit Union located in Cambie.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo.
One of our sports boosters, CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Parle Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show here in Dawson. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here. The game is over, and the Blackjacks defeat La Caparra Valley 76-40, Bart.
That was an impressive second half. Like you mentioned, Paul, 31-27, the Eagles were pretty ecstatic going into halftime, doing everything they needed to do. They were controlling the post down low. They were making some shots, and in that second half turned up or started, and wow, things changed.
Yeah, it was 31-27 at the half. It was a great first half of basketball. The Eagles are doing exactly what they needed to do, because the Blackjacks, you know, 16 wins, 16-3. Eagles are 5-11. And, you know, the Eagles hung with them good there in the first half.
Well, they did. You know, the second half, then Dawson came out and they scored the first 6 points of the second half, and we finally got a bucket. Then they went on another, you know, big scoring run. Then we got one more bucket, and then after that it was pretty much over and lights out.
All right, I'm going to let you go through the scoring here. So we're going to, as I'll take a picture here with Carter Bowen, okay?
All right. So, first of all, we'll do the visitors, the Eagles, Lack Parle, Davis Patzer, had 2 3-point shots, 6 points on the game. Eli Hegland ended up with 8 points. Matthew Arndt had a couple threes and some baskets for 12 points in the game. Caden Molden was really held in check tonight. He had just the 2 3-pointers for probably a season low, I'm guessing, 6 points. TJ Mitchell ended up with 6 points, and then our first son, Shitaro, came in late in the game and got a bucket for 2 points. That was a 40 points for the Eagles. For Dawson Boyd, the winners, scoring 76 points. That's their 10th win in a row now. Keegan Wick had 14 points, including 4 3-pointers. Aiden Swenson with 5 points. Brayson Boyk had 19 points, just 1 3-pointer, but his points came from the air going down to the net. He had 4 monster dunks in that game for 17 points. Levi Olson with 7 points. And then Carter Bowen, who we mentioned, and Paul will bring it up again, the player of the game, he had 14 points all in the paint, and most of them in the second half.
Yeah, he played a phenomenal game. Carter Bowen did, and he's our Neon Needle Subway player of the game. I just visited with Carter here a little while ago and took a picture with him, and
He's a big individual.
He's a big dude. he wears size 16 or 17 shoe, he told me once.
Yeah, well, that was part of what changed the complexion of the game, Paul, because they were getting him post moves down low. He was getting baskets, and they were picking up fouls. And then what happened is we had to really collapse on him, and, of course, that left Yamlin and Boyk open on the outside and Keegan Wick on the outside, and all of a sudden they started hitting three-pointers, and, boy, it just kind of snowballed from there.
You know, Yamlin with 17, Bowen with 14, Boyk with 19, Wick with 14. That's some big numbers there for four players.
Yeah, if you can get four guys in double figures scoring anytime, you're going to have a great chance to win that game. And we mentioned Dawson is averaging 72 points per game, and they had 76, so they're right about where they were. We ended up with 40 tonight.
So our Neonatal Subway player of the game is Carter Bowen. And we'll pick a Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game. And there's no question what this is going to be, right, Bart?
It's one of the dunks, you know, from
one of them.
Brayson Boyk. You know, he had one in the first half where he got the ball in the wing about three-quarters of the way, went straight to the basket, went and did a thunder dunk. But I'm also going to tack on one in the second half where he again got the ball on a long pass about three-quarters, took it on the left wing this time. First one was on the right wing, and went up over Davis Patzer for a thunder dunk. And both of those, the backboards were rattling. I think they're still moving, Paul.
They are big. And like I said, we got a front row right on the gym floor.
Yeah.
And happened right in front of us. And it's pretty impressive to see that.
Yeah, I think our table was even vibrating. Yeah. It was such a good dunk. So
that's our Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game. Some monster ducks, dunks by Brayson Boyk. Well, the next broadcast will be Thursday. Dick Newman, Danny Lee will be over in Canby with a try with Canby Lancers, Team United, and ACGC. That's on Thursday. It starts at 5 o'clock.
And that wrestling team is something to see if you have not listened to or gone to watch them in person. They are really, really good.
23 or 24 and 1 or something
like
that.
Yes, they are. So.
So that's Thursday. And, of course, Saturday I'll be in Montevideo for Section Dance. Section Play starts Saturday.
That is really bizarre. You know, we're getting late in the season now when we start all these section tournaments.
That's right. Let's go through some other scores quick here before we go off the air. And boys basketball, KMS. Well, that can't be right. That must be girls. Oh, KMS, it says beat Central Minnesota Christian 53-30.
Wow.
That's a double check.
We're getting a yes.
That's right.
We're getting a yes.
From Kristen Wick in front of us here. Canby beat Tracy Milroy Ballaton, or just about beat. They're leading by 10 with a couple minutes left in the game. RTR 76, Yellow Medicine East 34. Mineota and Lakeview are tied 50-50 with a few minutes left in that game. McCray 77, RCW 63. That in boys basketball. I'm going to have to check that KMS Central Minnesota Christian, because Blue Jays are ahead at half, I think, we had said. So, okay. Yeah, they were. Lacaparra Valley girls, they picked up their 19th win tonight as they beat the Blue Jays 62-51. And the Eagle girls will play for the Camden Conference Championship Monday, February 20th in Mineota, playing the South Champion. That'll be a fun game. That's the same night Dawson Boyd plays at Lacaparra Valley.
I might have to tell Tony I'm sick that night to do the score book and head on down to Mineota with you, Paul.
All right, you can listen too.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Mark, for helping out tonight.
As always, nice job, Paul. Thank you.
Thanks for our fine sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92. Once again, your final score, Dawson Boyd 76, Lacaparra Valley 40. Good night, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Appleton Building Center. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Black Barrel Corn & Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The time is 8:44. Great music for Appleton, Holloway, Lewisburg, and Hantho right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
And a million lies, and a million lies, and a million lies.
Your counterfeit love.
Your counterfeit love.
That you falsify.
That you falsify.
With the broken.
Your counterfeit
love that you falsify
with the broken vow
and a million lies and a million lies and a million.